Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, March 21st, 2014. In today's podcast, we're going to discuss the state of the United States military, especially as it applies to women. Women currently serving on active duty or who have served on active duty in the past, or young women who may consider serving in the future. I became interested in this story because of the publicity surrounding the case going on now, the strange case of General Jeffrey Sinclair, charged with three separate counts of sexual assault, I guess you could say, improper sexual relations, let's put it that way, with three subordinate people under his command. I understand that case is over now, and the general was fined and reprimanded, but at this point is still in the Army. The other thing that interested me about this information was the pictures I constantly see of young women coming home from a war zone like Afghanistan and Iraq, and their children running to them or finally being able to embrace their babies that they so many months before had given birth to. In other words, they abandoned or ordered to abandon their children to go off to war. These pictures I see constantly, and I wondered, is this an accurate portrayal of what's really happening? So I set out to do some research, and I came across an 84-page report done by the U.S. Department of Labor and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This report is called Dealing with Trauma, Informed Care for Women Veterans Experiencing Homelessness. You can find that report on the internet if you're inclined to look for it. Research from that report indicates that 81 to 93% of female veterans have been exposed to some type of trauma. Rates of trauma for female veterans are significantly higher than those of the civilian population. Often these experiences begin prior to military service. That tells us something about what's going on out there in the world for young girls and young women before they enter military service. Perhaps it has something to do with their decision to enlist. More than half of female veterans experience some type of trauma or abuse before joining the military. 27 to 49% of women veterans experienced childhood sexual abuse, and 35% have experienced childhood physical abuse. These experiences continue in adulthood, with 29 to 40% of female veterans experiencing sexual assault and about half experiencing physical assault. A 2002 survey of active duty military women revealed that more than one out of every five reported physical and/or sexual assault by intimate partners, often partners who were active duty or retired military. What the military refers to as MST, or military sexual trauma, remains a significant concern for female soldiers. According to the Department of Defense, approximately one in three military women has been sexually assaulted, compared to one in six civilians. One in three, folks, a very amazing statistic, 33%. Military sexual assault among female veterans ranges from 20 to 48%. And 80% of female veterans have reported being sexually harassed. Underreporting is common and understandable, but it limits the service for victims. These statistics are mind-numbing, and if that were all, it would be plenty. But it gets worse. According to a report by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, more than 40% have children, and approximately 30,000 single mothers have been deployed to these war zones. That says something very disturbing about this country, at least to me. That's right. Women actually abandon their children to go to war. Can it get much worse than that? The effects of multiple experiences of trauma, such as those statistically common among female veterans, include difficulties trusting others, forming and maintaining healthy relationships, struggles to understand or talk about what she's feeling, high-risk behavior as a coping mechanism, eating disorder, substance abuse, self-harm, sexual promiscuity, violence, and persistent post-traumatic stress disorder. military sexual trauma on female veterans is especially pronounced. They are 9 times more likely to exhibit post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms and many times more likely to have trouble with alcohol or drugs. Rates of homelessness among female veterans, especially those who have been sexually assaulted, are a growing concern. Female veterans are homeless at 4 times the rate of their civilian counterparts. The needs of these women are mostly going unmet. Advocates of what they thought was female equality were all too anxious to rush women into the combat arms and into mixed-gender living arrangements. These things have proven to make meeting the treatment and therapy needs more difficult and make sexual assault more likely. Finally, all this reduces the effectiveness of the U.S. military to make war and therefore to protect the nation. But that's not really the aim, is it? So what if we reduce military effectiveness, force young women to leave their babies and put them in living arrangements that subjects them to sexual assault? The important thing is we are so politically correct. We can feel so good about ourselves as people now. Well, this is all a tragedy and a shame. At least that's the way I see it. At least we would feel ashamed if we're still capable of feeling that. That's the way I see it, folks. If you agree with me, tell your daughters and granddaughters and anyone else you care about. This is Darrell Castle, folks. Until next time, thanks for listening.